Annabelle, After the Death of the Neighbour. Prologue.
I don't want to leave the bedroom. I'm shaking like a leaf. As soon as the police turned up outside and knocked on the neighbour's door, I froze. I just don't know how Sis can be so in control and calm in these stressful situations. It's just full of official-looking people outside, all in their respective uniforms. Police, paramedics, fire services. Like a scene from one of those blockbuster disaster movies. Then, the knock on our front door. It was like the thudding you hear on a large wooden door of some haunted castle. Ooh, I still have goosebumps. I could hear the muffled voice of the police guy at the door speaking to Sis. He asked when the last time my sister had seen the neighbour, to which Sis explained a couple of weeks ago, when we had tea together. Thankfully, Sis didn't say I was also there having tea. Oh, she didn't even mention Jack being there at the planned tea time. Oh no! Did I just hear Sis telling me that they're bringing out a body? Under a cover? From next door? This is horrible. Oh, I don't think I can take this. I can't stop shaking or crying. If Sis hears me crying, she'll tell me to grow up and get a grip. Oh, just as I thought. She's just shouted for me to grow a pair. Oh. Slow, deep breaths, Annabelle. Slow, deep breaths. Everything is in control. Sis is here. She always has protected both of us and has a plan. Nothing we can't get through together.